One day, Srivas Pandit was nearby his place. Perhaps he lived in this area. And he came in, and he had heard Devananda Pandit before speaking. But Devananda Pandit, even though he was so scholarly, he didn't have a deep sense of bhakti. So when he was listening to the speech of Devananda Pandit, Srivas Thakur was sitting upstairs, and at a certain point he became very, very moved by the teachings of the Bhagavatam, and he actually fainted, and he fell. Now there's two stories told about this. There's one story in the Chaitanya Bhagavat tells the story that he came in and he started crying because he was hearing the katha. It moved him so much he started crying, and the disciples of Devananda Pandit, they saw him crying. What is he doing? Because they were dry, they were impersonalists, and so they picked him up and they forcibly ejected him, and he felt very hurt that they did that. That's one time the pastime is told. But when Kavi Karnapur tells the story, he tells it differently. He tells it that when Lord Chaitanya exhibited how he was God, called the Mahaprakash, the Sri Vasangam, where he sat down on the altar, and for 21 hours he said, ask what you want, take whatever you want from me, I'll give you any benediction. And some people came and said, please bless my father, he's an atheist. Please make my son a devotee, please do this, please do that, and they asked so many things. So at that time, Lord Chaitanya singled out Srivas Thakur, and he said to Srivas Pandit, he said, do you remember the time you went to Devananda Pandit's place and you were standing up, you were listening from above, and you fainted and you fell from there to the ground, and you should have died by falling like that, but somehow or another you didn't, and you found yourself all right and you came home? And then he was saying to him, I was there, I protected you, I actually caught you at that time. So then Srivas Pandit, he speaks and he explains that, yes, he said, I remember when I was very young, I was quite materialistic, he was telling, and I didn't care about anything religious. I was going here and there and enjoying life. And then one day I had a dream. And in this dream, and in a dream, I had a dream, and in my dream I dreamt that a person came to me like a demigod, and they told me, when you turn, I've forgotten what the age is, something like, when you turn 21, whatever the age was, then you're going to die. So you should become very serious. In a year, I think it was. In 1 year from now, you will die. So you should become very, very serious. So Srivas Pandit said, when I heard this, I became so worried. What should I do? I'm going to die in a year. And so I started becoming very devotional. And I was going here and there, and I was hearing, and I was studying, and I was seriously chanting and doing so many things. He said, and then he said, when the time came of that year, that was when I came to Devananda Pandit's place. And I was there listening very seriously because a year had actually passed. And at that moment, I fell down. And then, somehow or other, I knew at that time I should have died. And then Lord Chaitanya said, yes, but I saved you at that time. The potency of Narada Muni entered into you at that particular point, and your life continued. So these are mysterious things. We can't take them, but they're literally like that. Just like when Prabhupada would say, I'm so fallen, I've always been fallen, you know, I couldn't give up something. And we know he's so transcendental, he's just exhibiting humility. So we don't necessarily take it, but literally that was what transpired. But this was the mood that Srivas Pandit was expressing, that he came to Devananda Pandit's lecture, and somehow or other he had difficulty, and then he left. But according to the Chaitanya Chaitamrita story, Bhagavatam story, he was evicted. So then he didn't take it very, very seriously, but it hurt his feelings. But Lord Chaitanya took this very seriously. And one day Devananda Pandit, he met Lord Chaitanya in the street, and he asked him, please give me your mercy. And Lord Chaitanya said, I'll never give you my mercy. He said, you're so proud, you study Bhagavatam, you teach Bhagavatam, but you don't know anything about the Bhagavatam. You'll never know about the Bhagavatam. You're just a dry impersonalist. I will never give you mercy. He was very, very heavy with Devananda Pandit and called him so many names. Devananda Pandit remained quiet. So then after Lord Chaitanya left Navadvip, Devananda Pandit regretted that he had not been able to actually get the mercy of Lord Chaitanya. But at some time later, one devotee called Vrakreshwar Pandit, he came here to Navadvip, and he's also a great, very intimate associate of Lord Chaitanya, who loves to dance. So he started dancing one day, and he was dancing so ecstatically. He danced for 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 hours. He just kept dancing. And when Devananda Pandit saw his dancing, he was so impressed. He came up and he was watching him. He was so transformed by his dancing. And then some people came sort of pushing to try to get close to him. So Devananda Pandit spontaneously took his stick and sort of pushed people back to give him room. And for this Agyata Sukriti, for this unknown act, he pleased Lord Chaitanya so much because of his service to a devotee. So he became very friendly with Vrakreshwar Pandit. And Vrakreshwar Pandit told him so many things about Lord Chaitanya. Then later, maybe I think it's about 3 or 4, 5, 6, maybe 7 years after Lord Chaitanya had accepted sannyas, we can check that in the Bhagavad, in the Chaitanya Chaitamrita, he decided to go to Vrindavan. And then he was going to go to Vrindavan via Bengal. He'd come to Bengal, see his mother and the Ganga, and then go on to Vrindavan. And so he came here, and he came to different places. He came to see Vichaspati, was one of his great associate devotees here, who he came to visit him. And then he finally came here. This place is known as Puliya. Now the island is Koladweep. Kola means a boar, and the name is given because in the Satya Yuga Varahadev, he appeared here, gave darshan to one brahmana called Vasudev, and he gave him his darshan because he said that after killing Hiranyaksha, he came to this place. So here in this Devananda Gaudiya Math, on the first altar, you'll see there's a deity of the Varahadev. So then, this is Koladweep. So when Lord Chaitanya came back to Kulia, that was the name of the town, he stayed with different devotees here. And many of the people, especially Devananda Pandit, who had been offensive to Lord Chaitanya, who had spoken ill of devotees, there was another one, Gopal Chapala, who was very offensive to Srivas Pandit. He put all the paraphernalia, including wine, outside of his house one day to intimate to other people that at night when they were all chanting and dancing all night, they were all worshipping the goddess Durga and they were all intoxicated and so on and so forth. So he was also trying to slander Srivas Pandit. He got leprosy and his body became really troubled, and he also went to Lord Chaitanya and said, please save me. He said, you can go to hell for millions of lives, I'll never save you. So he also, and many others who had been offensive to Lord Chaitanya when he was present, they all came here to this place and they all sought from Lord Chaitanya that he would give his forgiveness. So this place is considered to be a place where if you come here and you pray, if there's any Vaishnava aparadha, if you have knowingly or unknowingly formed, these things are forgiven. Lord Chaitanya gives his mercy here, and he clears such things away. So it's always considered, I, in the past when I was coming to Mayapur, I always make sure I came here to pay my obeisances here and to actually seek forgiveness from anything that is carrying in the heart. You can ask Lord Chaitanya, please, if you could help me with this and help me with that. So it makes us lighter. And the more we have faith, the deeper the effect is there. If we think maybe it will work, then maybe it will work. But if we actually have strong faith, then Lord Chaitanya's mercy becomes very apparent to us. So we should pay our obeisances here. Then we should circumambulate Keshav Maharaj's samadhi, and then we can start back towards the Ghat. Yes. So we can chant Gayatri, and those who are ahead.